I read a quote that said, "True joy is found in responding to the invitation of Christ to follow him in a way of self-giving love." As I was thinking about my last sermon for St. Michael's, it reminded me of a fable that I used to use when I trained in foster care. Many of you may have heard it. It's about warm fuzzies and cold pricklies. The story goes like this. There was a community, a country, and everybody was happy and full of joy. And when a child was born, they were giving a little pouch. And in that pouch were warm fuzzies. And so whenever they met somebody or greeted somebody, they would give them a warm fuzzy. And the warm fuzzies always stayed full. That bag was always full. But then an evil sorcerer came and saw that this was a community of people that were happy and doing so well. And she said, told them and convinced them, if you give away all your warm fuzzies, there won't be enough for you. And so she said instead, here's a bag, and I can make some money because I'll sell them, of cold pricklies. So whenever you see somebody, you can give them a cold prickly. So they hoarded their bags of warm fuzzies and they had their bags of cold pricklies. So whenever they encountered somebody, they would give them a cold prickly. Well, people began to be very miserable. And a prince came to the community and saw the cold prickly. Someone tried to hand him one, and he said, no, thank you. And instead, he opened his bag and gave him a warm fuzzy and said, why are you doing this? And they thought and said, because we don't want to lose what we have. And said, you'll never lose what you have as long as you give it away. And so that's what Jesus is saying. We must continue as Christians to give away warm fuzzies. And the more we give love to each other in kindness and care and compassion, the more we'll be full and the more we'll have to give to each other. And what happens is a lot of those warm fuzzies come back to us and come back into our bags. So we'll always be full. And it doesn't mean in a community of people that you all have to agree at the same thing. It doesn't mean that there aren't times that you may have some conflict. But what it says is that we have to do it in love. We have to be willing to disagree in love and work through differences. Learning that there's a place for everybody, even people that may not think like we do or see things differently. There's always room in Jesus' heart for all of us. And in our community, there's room for all of us. And what we have to do is continue to give away our warm fuzzies. So people see that there's something in us that they want. And when they come and join us, they get it. Because we continue to give them that love and care and compassion. And so many come to church from a wounded place. Churches of wounded people, we know that. And so they have to find communities that feel safe and caring. And St. Michael's is that place. It's a place of love and joy and care. You are an amazing community. I've had a chance to get to know you and love you, and I know how much you care. You have a very strong vestry. You have an amazing group of leaders at this church. And those leaders will lead you forward. They're ready and able. And I know even more than that, that God is preparing someone to be the next pastor of this church who will take you even further as a compassionate, caring community. And that's one of the best gifts God gave us. The ability to know and to love not only God, but each other. St. Francis says, you begin by loving and you go on loving. And loving teaches you how to love. And the more you love, the more you are able to love. That's all Jesus did, was to come and love all those on the margins, those that were lost, those that were unclean, any of those that were hidden. And he said, each one of us are equal. Each one of us has a place in God's kingdom. Whether it's Jews or Gentiles, we all belong to God. Whoever it is, and what we need to do is, no matter what people say or do to us, we must give them back love, not cold pricklies. And that's a hard thing to do, because sometimes we want to give back what we receive. And that's exactly the wrong thing to do. The more that we see someone that we disagree with, the more we have to send love to them. And just pray that there's an opening in their heart to receive it and say, why would they do that? Because we're Christian. Because we live the way that Christ taught us to live. God knows that we need love and kindness and compassion in this world. And St. Michael's, you have so much to give. You have been giving it to each one in this community, and you will continue to give it and share it. And you are so blessed. And I know that God will continue to bless each one of you. And now, as I am saying goodbye, I am not letting go. I take you in my heart. I will continue to pray for your church, for each one of you. And I am so thankful for all that you have given and taught me this year, in the last 2 years. You have been such a blessing to me, and I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for the call that God gave me at my old age to come and serve. And I'm thinking, you know, it's just a note to tell you, God's never through with us until he takes our last breath. So know that God is still working in you and continues to want you to live out your ministry of the baptized. I may not know how it is, but I know that it's true and that God loves you so very much. And I thank you. Amen.